Life definitely has its fair share of ups and downs. We deal with the death of loved ones, different illnesses, mental health challenges, and every other struggle in between. But sometimes it's hard to be real and actually talk about this stuff. My name is Alexis Bean, but you can call me Lex. And this is Big Girl Panties Podcast. Here, I chat with both professional experts and other women like me who have their own story about living through grief, trauma, and other tough times, and how they have found a way to put on their big girl panties and thrive. Hey guys, happy 2021. Happy New Year. Well, I can't really say Happy New Year because it's been like 2 weeks now, but this is the first time that I'm talking to you. So Happy New Year and welcome to season two of Big Girl Panties Podcast. Just want to say a quick thank you to everyone that is tuning into this episode, who supports me on social media, who supports the movement in any way or another. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This episode today is going to be pretty informal. I think I'm just going to start releasing a quick episode here or there whenever I want to pop in and just touch base and connect with you. I want to leave the longer episodes for when I have guests on the show, but I want to pop in on a day like today where I just touch base, share some thoughts, update you on anything fun happening with BGP, or even raise a question. Today I'm just checking in about 2021, the significance of this year for many of us, our goals, our expectations, things like that. Like, let's keep it all the way real. I think we've had high expectations for 2021 since about April of 2020. 2020 became the year that people wanted to forget, right? And I totally understand that for a lot of the things that happened last year, but I'm also grateful for the good things that happened. For me, I was able to start the year by taking an awesome vacation. Luckily, it was before a lot of things started to shut down due to the pandemic. I started a brand new job last year, and I also started this podcast in 2020. We know that I love to create, and a podcast had been on my list for a while, but I'm thankful that last year I was finally able to put things together and release Big Girl Panties Podcast. So I raised the question, what is in store for me and for Big Girl Panties in 2021? The short answer is I have no idea. I do have some plans for Big Girl Panties. I have like 3 or 4 things where I'm like, okay, I really want to achieve XYZ in 2021, but I told myself to lay off with the plans. If there's anything that was reinforced for me last year, it was that plans can always change. We may always need to pivot at any given moment, so we need to just be in the moment and just try and be ready for whatever comes. Right now, I'm taking time out on my social media pages to really share who I am, really share what Big Girl Panties is, and try and be as real as I possibly can, and trying not to mimic anyone else that I see online. I really want you guys to know me and to know my story. And that includes my past and what inspired the creation of this movement, and also my present, what I'm like now, who I am now, because that is directly going to reflect and impact what Big Girl Panties is and how we'll continue to grow in the future, with the ultimate goal that you'll connect to what it is that I'm sharing and that you'll want to share with me too. And whether that's on social media, you know, whether you send me a DM on Instagram or on Facebook, whether you send me an email or you come and talk to me on the show. And then together, we can keep sharing our stories and encourage and inspire others by our experiences. And then if none of that works, then this will be a very short movement and I'll just continue to write things for myself. I'm really excited for what's to come this year with Big Girl Panties and Big Girl Panties Podcast specifically. I do have the first few guests for the year lined up, which I'm really excited about. We're going to have some really interesting conversations on the show. And shameless plug, but again, if you're interested in being a guest on Big Girl Panties Podcast, please reach out to me. Or if you have an idea that you'd like me to talk about, also reach out. And for those of you who have already shared your ideas with me, thank you so much. I note those down and I'm hoping that we'll talk about a lot of those suggestions that you shared this year. But if you do have a suggestion and you have not reached out, please do so. You can DM me on Instagram at BGPLife, on Facebook at BGPLifeBlog, or you can send me an email to info@BGPLife.com or send me a message through the website at BGPLife.com. And also, just to dispel any misconceptions that you may have, you do not have to be a millennial woman to be a guest on the show. Yes, millennials aren't my target audience, but that's because I'm a millennial. But I want to welcome you if you are from Gen Z, Gen X, if you're a baby boomer. Like, who knows, I may even have my first male guest on the show. So please reach out if you're interested in chatting.
So before I leave you, I want to give you a little snippet of what's to come with my first spotlight guests for 2021. So here we go.
In 2018, Bermuda was introduced to another meaning for aces. One that didn't have to do with playing cards, doing well on a test, or calling to your best friend. During the 2018 Family Center Adverse Childhood Experiences Conference, or the ACES Conference, leaders and professionals in social services learned that ACES is the abbreviation for the growing field of research in adverse childhood experiences. I will be joined by Dr. Stephanie Guthman and Tara Hines on our next episode of Big Girl Panties podcast to talk all about ACEs. I'm incredibly excited to chat with these ladies, learn more about ACEs, how they impact our lives, and the lives of others in our communities, and specifically our communities in Bermuda, and what can be done now that this data has been found. Make sure you're subscribed to Big Girl Panties podcast on your favorite platforms so you can be notified when we release our episode on Thursday, January 21st. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And you can also listen by going to my website at www.bgplife.com. So again, that's Thursday, January 21st. I'll be joined by Dr. Stephanie Guthman and Tara Hines, co-principal investigators of the 2018 to 2020 Bermuda Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. In the meantime, if you'd like more information on this study, please visit the Family Center website at www.tfc.bm, and they have an entire section dedicated to ACEs. All right, let's get back to our episode. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the first solo episode of the year for Big Girl Panties podcast. I'm really looking forward to my upcoming conversation with Dr. Stephanie Guthman and Tara Hines. They both have a wealth of knowledge about adverse childhood experiences, and I think it's a great episode for us to start with because these experiences are the starting places of what happens to many people as they become adults. So I really, really encourage you to tune in. I'm excited about the conversation, I'm excited for us to learn together, and I'm excited for us to grow together. Let's start this year off right, shall we? Join me next time for our first spotlight episode of Big Girl Panties podcast. Stay well, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.